Well, there's a quirky fact about the vacuum that insomniacs enact replacing sleep. Generative and derivative color machines and leaving stations.
Patient waiting, spacing out, but inward facing.
Making angry faces out of bits of chalk and clay. The stage can walk it off, play it safe enough to see the day arrive and then distort. So I freak out, relax, report this lousy weather. Let the thunder suck the air out of this breaking news report. All your skills are impotent until your will gets sick of it. Cause laziness to sick of bent he is and hits the ground and focus strength. Cause if I'm rendered obsolete, I'll rest assured my weary feet and will can function and complete. Try productivity for sleep. But instead I think of licorice and peppermint, extension cords and sentiment, hot air balloons, a ballpoint pen, and excuses used to pay my rent. Tarot cards, wax tangerines, a tinfoil car, a jumping bean. This isn't mania, as such it seems that I'm my own worst enemy. Says it's well known to me why such productive lack of sleep bears silver lining. I've come to find if I can pry open your eyes for time enough, then all the stuff you write will find a decent rhyme. But sometimes and sometimes more than sometimes, things exist, exact equivalents with an environment so violently disparate. They're equal parts exact, in fact belie that they exist. As if despite my frightful penmanship, the precision in these measurements will heavy hand and head conclude that science is keeping secrets, and I hope some god will oust her for it.